Delayed gratification. The ultimate delayed gratification is death. Depending on how your life is lived, some people fully embrace and enjoy it, and other people's it's a chore and they dread it, and then there's everything in between and outside of those two equations. But what I'm looking at is when someone has a very challenging life, death actually becomes an amazing gift. And I'm not saying have a challenging life so that you have a great death. That's not what I'm saying. But it can tend to be that way, because when you are given real birth, which comes at death for everyone, doesn't have to, it is ready, available for everyone in this moment now. However, most aren't aware of it until death. And then there isn't a you to be aware of it anymore, but there is a moment where you become completely enlightened and know who you truly are. And so there is something to be said about a delayed gratification in life. Because an instant gratification can cause turbulence. When life taps you on the shoulder and awakens you to who you are before you're born and after you die and while you're alive, but aren't always consciously aware of it. When that taps you on the shoulder, in an instant, there is complete surrender and gratification and acknowledgement of who you are. And yet, if that being, that personality, that identity isn't grounded or doesn't have the readiness, that's not actually the word either, preparedness for that event, then it can send you in a tailspin, because it is so incongruent, apparently, at the time with that personality. But as one begins to quiet themselves, then gratification comes, not as a shock to the system and not at death. It gradually enters into your awareness. You become quieter and quieter and align with the stillness that you're in. The stillness isn't deadness. It's not like you can describe it with words, because that same stillness is what awakens you in life and death. So stillness is not deadness. Stillness is bigger than aliveness. And yet it doesn't move. It doesn't change. It doesn't alter. It is always the amazing, perfect, inconceivable, infinite stillness that is always. Not always like a beginning and ending. Always. Outside of what can be understood in a linear time equation. Always and always. Endless. You can think about it in math, you can think about the infinity sign, but the mind, even in its greatest attempts, cannot understand it, but can know it. So back to gratification. The the more you can begin not to deny yourself instant gratification, but the longer you can prolong it. The longer you can allow your wanting to be opens things within you instant gratifications like getting on the freeway. You get there faster, but you miss a truckload along the way of experiences, of insights, of beauty, of sorrow. You miss many things by hopping on the freeway, but you do get to where you're going faster. Then you can get on a back road, and you can go in the car and drive slowly, and you'll see a lot more things. You'll know a lot more things. You'll see more colors. But if you get out of the car and you begin walking, you see even more. You see the intricate details of life, and life begins talking to you. You're no longer talking at it or flying past it. You're in it. And then at some point you might just sit down. Have nowhere to get to. Nothing to be. Nothing to become. And that's when stillness really becomes apparent. What you are in really becomes fully, vibrantly here. No one can give it to you, but it's yours. You'll receive it, whether you get to the end of the road or just sit down and have no road. All is truly well. Namaste.